a shaft in the center of the compound goes down deep into the ground. This goes down, I'm translating into feet, so 21 feet underneath the ground. And then for 150 feet, we have a tunnel that expands underneath the hospital. We have exposed all this now, and we are now getting to a door that is in the end of these 150 feet of concrete tunnel. That this is a door that is a separation that Hamas has used in their tunnels, that if we strike it or if we enter into the tunnel, they can separate between rooms, and they have an opening for gunfire inside this door.
So this is a very delicate situation that you're in. You have to be very careful. How are you able to do this in a safe manner?
So this is day four of this very targeted and intel-based operation that we brought a very special unit. They're called the Shaldag unit. They are an Air Force elite unit that is specifically trained for these kind of intel-based operations. And they have a lot of different tools. And on the first day, we found some ammunition and explosives and communication tools and intel infrastructure that was inside the MRI department. Then based on our information, we checked in other locations and we found a car that was very similar to the one that was used in October 7th attacks, that they're ISIS-looking pickup trucks. And it had a massive amount of ammunition on it. On top of that, it was booby-trapped, which again, sadly comes to show how Hamas, in the center of a hospital, decides that it prefers to kill Israeli soldiers and take with them patients and medical staff that are in the hospital. And that's part of their strategy. So we had then gradually to deal with that booby-trapped car. And then we could expose what was underneath that car, which is the shaft to this tunnel that we exposed. And then later on, another day, we needed to dig into it and make sure again that that was not booby-trapped. And this is how we're doing it, gradually, step by step. While we're doing this, we're also making sure that the hospital is in the best hands that we can at this time. And this is a very difficult thing to mitigate because there's continuous fire around this area with Hamas terrorists. And we're trying at the same time to help those patients that are in there. We have contacted continuously the staff and understood what they need. We brought medical supply to them. We brought water. We brought food. We brought incubators to allow to take babies that are in the hospital in the best care that they can. We have facilitated a corridor that patients and medical staff that can leave from on the eastern side of that hospital, while also creating humanitarian corridors outside of the hospital, leaving to the southern part of the Gaza Strip. So we're continuously in this communication and trying to mitigate between following through with exposing Hamas and meeting our number one goal to dismantle Hamas. And at the same time, something that we still have not brought up, and I'm happy to elaborate on more, dealing with the hostage crisis. We have 237 hostages that are still being held in Gaza. And that is also something that the Shifa Hospital has been a major role in that part as well.
So, yes, I would like to talk about that. You may have some evidence that some of these foreign hostages were executed by the Hamas fighters. What can you share about that?
So we've shared evidence, just as you mentioned, of three different hostages that were seen clearly inside the Shifa Hospital. One of them is Noah Marciano, a 19-year-old Israeli soldier that was kidnapped on the 7th of October by Hamas, brutally dragged into Gaza. And we know that she was brought into the compound alive, and we know that Hamas murdered her inside the compound. Sadly, we found her body just on an adjacent building outside of the Shifa Hospital. And we brought her to Israel. And after conducting forensic testing, we came to the conclusion clearly that she was murdered by Hamas. So that is one sad story that now we have more information on. But now we need to deal, of course, with her death. And we send definitely deep condolences to her family. We also learned from intelligence that two other foreign workers from Israel foreign nationalities that were also dragged brutally into the hospital. We released videos showing how they're carried in with Hamas terrorists holding AK-47 and brutally dragging them inside the hospital, were held inside the hospital as well. So we clearly have shown also how Hamas used the grounds of the hospital to also hold hostages.
JJ Green, WTOP News.